live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, you may have heard a little bit of noise in the studio. It's because very excited to have the Cheston Youth, well, three of the members of the Cheston Youth Theatre. They're a lot more than that. And also their teacher, Susie. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It was lovely to see you all. And thank you for coming over so promptly as well.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I believe you cycled over, is that right?
We did.
Yeah, and we had some ice cream as well, which is very nice.
That's not normal on a school day, is it? That's very exciting.
Maths, yeah. but right. No, yeah, it's interesting. In the musical, the central character Mark is based on the composer or the composer of the musical, Jonathan Larson, kind of used his own personal experiences.
Oh, okay.
And he actually biked all around New York while he was writing the musical. So yes. I said to everybody, yeah. we've got a bike to stay true to Jonathan
Larson. But also, I was very lucky to go to New York 2 years ago just for a few days, and I can see why people bike. Well, it's quite busy, but it is quite easy to get around. So, Now, Susie, do you want to give us a little bit of a background of Cheston Youth Theatre, and then about Rent, and then also introduce the character, the cast, and which characters are playing? We also have a clip of music. When do we want? Do you
Should
want
we start
to play?
With that? Should we
I was just
that?
Thinking, shall we do that now? So, do you want to give a quick intro to this piece of music?
I'd love to, yeah. So, this is the very famous song from Rent, Seasons of Love, and it occurs at the top of the second half, and it really captures what the musical is all about. How do you measure a year in your life? And fundamentally, it's through love.
Seasons from the musical Rent. So, Susie, would you like to introduce the cast to us? Or
yeah,
some of them?
Great. So, three of our cast that I have with us today are Gabrielle, who is playing the role of Maureen. She's sharing that part with another actress, Mabel. Mm-hmm. And I also have Sam, and Sam is playing the role of Mark, who, as I previously said, kind of tells the story of Rent. He is the story, and he tells the story and the friendships that he makes and breaks in some cases and then reforms again are kind of what constitute the narrative. What's really, really important about this version of the show in particular is that the ensemble are just as important as the central characters. So the third guest that I've brought along is Marnie, who is one of the oldest members of the cast and also one of the ensemble, who plays a waitress at one point and then really kind of captures the spirit of the show, which is that it speaks up for homeless people. There are a lot of moments in the show where homeless characters are given voice, and so we are having the homeless chorus in a way as a presence throughout the production. Lee Cooper, the director, really, really wanted to make sure that there was that sense of community going right through the story. So yeah, we have a mix of characters and ensemble here.
Brilliant. And who would like to explain what Rent's about? Sam, do you want to give it a go?
I mean, Rent's about a lot of things, and there are a lot of issues that are present in the show. For example, AIDS, which is an illness, and some of the characters in the show are dealing with that. And my character, Mark Cohen, he narrates that, and he narrates the struggles in which the people are suffering from. And yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, to perform it.
What year is it set in? Is it set in the 80s?
Yeah, it's set just at the end of the 80s, start of the 90s, and it's kind of about a whole year period. And then it was first performed in 96.
Okay.
So the AIDS epidemic was well known to people at that time, but Jonathan Larson wrote it over a 6-year period, and so during that time, very, very tragically, he lost friends, and the kind of attitude towards HIV and AIDS and towards gay people, and not stigmatizing them but showing compassion to anybody who was suffering from AIDS, became much more of a feature of society, thank goodness.
Yes, and it's, as you said, you've already alluded to it, it's set in New York, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, so, in the Alphabet City, which is like an area.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
And I've just noticed, I was reading the background notes, that you're also going to have a live feed from New York on the staging, isn't it? Or is that not happening now?
We're having live feed of the actual show, so Lee, the director, wants to kind of give a sense that the audience are there with us, so the live feed will be kind of close-up shots of actors in the space. There has been a recent production of some Sunset Boulevard where you see actors going along the streets outside, so we were sort of inspired by that, but yeah, unfortunately we don't have the budget to go to New York.
I was very impressed. I was thinking, my goodness, how are they going to crack that one? I don't know, but anyway.
I mean, if there's any sponsors out there, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. And so, Marnie, which is your best part of the show? Is there a best part, or why did you like to get involved in it? Have you done stuff before?
I think my history at Chester New Theatre is long, and
so you've got a very good, it's a lovely voice, but that's all right. Carry on.
I've been at Chester New Theatre for a long time now, and sort of Rent for me is kind of, it's a celebration of everything I love. It's like music and film and theatre and performance and dance and the characters themselves, who are all artists. And for me, it's just a really great chance to have kind of my last hurrah at Chester in sort of the family we've created over the years, and sort of my last chance to share my voice on that stage, because the show is really about young people speaking up and celebrating what's important to us and what we think should be important to everybody.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
so for me, it was sort of a no-brainer doing mm-hmm. the cast and getting involved in any way I can, really.
Mm, I think it really speaks up for the LGBTQ+ community in a way that perhaps previous shows we've done haven't. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think young people sort of our age and friends I know have been really excited to see the show, because it's got characters who maybe they haven't seen before, or maybe they haven't been able to relate to before the production. And it's an educating show, I'd say, and a celebration of everything and things that should be important to young people in our communities.
How what's the age range of the people in the youth theatre?
In the youth theatre, in this show, it goes from, I think, we have a couple of year eights, so
they're 13,
13. Into Marnie's age, 16.
Yeah, 16,
well, actually,
I think.
Josh is 18.
Oh, Josh, yes.
And the main cast is year 9 and 10, so age 14 to 16. But we've just
Can
opened...
Can you just turn the microphone around?
We've just opened Chesterton Sick Form in the last couple of years.
Yes, of course.
So although we are a small and kind of rather niche boutique-style Sick Form, we also have very, very passionate individuals there. And so we've got Josh and Sam coming and joining the company and playing quite significant roles within the production for that. And then we have, a few year 11s who have just finished their GCSEs. And it just demonstrates the commitment that you guys have to come back after school when everyone else is out in the sun and rehearse like crazy. So we're really, really glad you guys are there. It's a show that is has got an age 12 plus guidance to it, because there are some painful issues in it. It does cover death. One of the most beautiful characters, Angel, is unfortunately a victim of AIDS, and we lose him in the show. It feels like in particular, Tom Collins, the character who is Angel's partner, loses her in the show, and that can be quite a tearjerker moment, I think, for everybody. So it's not necessarily a show to bring children to. Having said that, my daughter, who is 9, has watched rehearsals and she's asked some really interesting questions from it. And I feel like it's a really, really healthy and heartwarming musical to bring anyone to, in spite of that age guidance being there for the reasons of kind of content and trigger warnings.
Yeah, and I think people know your own children, and maybe absolutely. This is, like you say, you know that they're interested and they ask these questions, and they know they're also going to sit for the amount of time it takes.
It's a 2-hour show.
Yeah, so you want to know that everyone feels comfortable with it. So that's brilliant. Now, tell me, when is it on? Where is it on? How do we get tickets?
It's on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 16th and 17th of July. Mm. So that's in just under 2 weeks' time. And we have a 4 p.m. matinee on both days and then a 7:30 evening performance. We have double cast some of the roles. Gabby, as I was saying, is double cast in the role of Maureen to give a lot of our young actresses an opportunity to take on some of those leads. And so if you want, you could come and see one evening performance one night and then a different cast the next night.
Yeah, other people have done that, and I think it works really well actually having two actually. I saw Six recently and they had two cast for the both, and so then you could go and see it twice, but it was very good, I'm gonna say. This it sounds brilliant. So how do we get tickets?
You get tickets by going on Ticketsource. If you just type into Ticketsource the Atrium Theatre, then it should come up with our production of Rent with Chesterton Youth Theatre. If you're having trouble with that, just email the college and we'll be able to help you. We also really, really want to celebrate the venue. I've lived in Cambridge for quite a lot of my life, and we've not always had theatrical opportunities on the north side of the river, and we're really trying to not literally build, because it is already built, but build on the reputation of the Atrium Theatre at Chesterton. Obviously it's in a school, but it is very much developing as a purpose-built performance space. So this is the first production where we're bringing in a live band, where we're using the kind of sound and lighting facilities and staging facilities that hopefully will showcase it to the community of Cambridge, to those who love amateur dramatics. I mean, there's so much extraordinary work that goes on in Cambridge, at the ADC, at the Lees Theatre, and I just think if we could bring it a little bit further north to the Atrium Theatre, then that would make our community all the more special. So hopefully you will be able to make it along, not just to see Jonathan Larson's masterpiece, but to see a thriving community theatre.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
The auditorium is also a great venue to go to.
Thank you. I'll say, and also Corpus Playroom as a small space, but I think you're absolutely right. If we can get it north of the river, and that sounds to people, why would you? It's a long travel if you're not.
It's easier to park. I mean, we have parking facilities because of the Chesterton Sports Centre, so it's a really easy space, particularly if perhaps you've got difficulties with mobility, to come and see quality shows. And you know, just mentioning Corpus Playroom, we have been so lucky this year to have Corkscrew Theatre Company as a theatre company in residence at Chesterton. Lucy Scott, the executive head teacher, and Rolf Purvis are very, very keen to promote the arts, and so we've been lucky to have them working with us throughout the year. They are producing Every Brilliant Thing at the Corpus Playroom next week, and then they're joining us with supporting the production elements of Rent the following week. So go and see Every Brilliant Thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of exciting stuff going on, and you know, who knew? Look, live theatre is very much alive and kicking, and I'm very pleased. Now, you are is it Gabby?
Yes.
I suddenly had a panic there. That you're going to sing, and Sam, you're going to sing a little piece from that. And now, I'm not sure if it's a duet or is it two separate pieces?
Two separate. Yeah.
Okay, so Gabby, do you want to just give a little introduction to the bit you're going to be singing?
So I am singing, it's a protest song that Maureen sings called Over the Moon. She sings, it's a protest for the homeless that are being evicted from their flats by this guy called Benny.
Do you want to just stand for it, don't you? So you get yourself ready.
Okay. So I'll just be singing a little part from it.
Lovely.
I'm forbidden to produce milk. In Cyberland, we only drink Diet Coke. she said, only thing to do is jump over the moon. They've closed everything real down, like bars and troughs and performance spaces, and replaced it all with lies and rules and virtual life. But there is a way out.
That's lovely. Thank you very much. That's very powerful. Change of microphone settings for that. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. And Sam, you're going to do, please.
I'm going to be seeing Halloween by Mark.
So
obviously in the show there are a lot of things happening, a lot of dramatic events happening. So kind of Mark, he's telling the story of how Angel is died from AIDS, which happened just after the song, and so the song is about reflecting on that and feeling sad, but also moving on because there's no day but today. Thank you. Hope you enjoy. Why did Mimi knock on Roger's door and Collins choose that phone booth back where Angel set up his drums? Why did Maureen's equipment break down? Why am I the witness? And when I capture it on film, will it mean that it's the end and I'm alone? Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you for coming in. It looks sounds like a very exciting production, and congratulations on all your hard work as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're really very special. Welcome.
Cambridge 105 Radio.